The light this evening has that long, gold quality that only comes at the end of August, when the sun is already thinking about setting earlier. I spent my last full day in Takayama the way I've spent most of my days here, slowly on foot, letting the town reveal itself in its own time. I started at the Miyagawa Morning Market, even though it was already past 9, because I wanted one more look at the stalls before they packed up for the day. The vendors were beginning to gather their crates of cucumbers and tomatoes, and the woman who sells the Sarabobo dolls was tying up her red cloth monkeys with a kind of practiced tenderness. I bought a small jar of pickled daikon for about 400 yen, barely $3, and stood for a while watching the river that gives the market its name. The water is so clear here, you can see the stones on the bottom, and there were a few ducks paddling near the edge, unconcerned by the small crowd on the bridge. From there I walked down to Sanmachi, the old merchant district, which in the late morning is still quiet before the tour buses arrive. The lattice storefronts of the Edo-era houses are so well preserved that you could easily forget what year it is, except for the occasional tourist in a rented kimono, shuffling along in wooden sandals. I ducked into a small sake shop that I'd noticed on my first day, the one with the cedar ball hanging over the door. The owner was mid-conversation with the delivery man, and he nodded at me to look around. I'm not a sake expert, but I know enough to appreciate the local brewing tradition. Takayama has been making sake for centuries, and the water from the Northern Alps is supposedly what gives it that clean finish. I picked up a small bottle of Junmai Jinjo, about 1,800 yen, which I plan to drink tonight as a farewell of sorts. $11 or $12 doesn't seem too much for something that was made a few streets away. A little before noon, I found myself in front of the Takayama Jinya, the old shogunate office that's the only one of its kind left in Japan. I had walked past it several times without going in, and today felt like the right day to finally see the inside. The admission is 440 yen, which is about $3 and worth every yen. The tatami rooms are vast and cool, with sliding doors that open onto a small garden where a maple tree was just beginning to hint at the autumn color it will show in a few weeks. I sat for a long time in one of the rooms, listening to the creak of the old wooden building and the distant sound of a clock ticking in one of the offices. The Jinya is a reminder that this town was once a direct territory of the shogun, ruled from here rather than by a local lord. There's a sense of order to the place, a bureaucratic calm that feels almost meditative. I had lunch at a small restaurant in the old town, one of those places that looks like it hasn't changed in 50 years, with a wooden counter and a handwritten menu on the wall. I ordered hoba miso, the local specialty where miso paste is grilled on a magnolia leaf, and it came with a bowl of rice, some pickles, and a small piece of hida beef on the side. The whole set was about 2,000 yen, which feels reasonable for something so filling and so particular to this region. The beef was tender enough to cut with a chopstick, and the miso was sweet and smoky from the charcoal grill. As I ate, I thought about how many meals I've had in Takayama over the past week, and how each one has felt like a small ceremony. The ramen shops with their quick, salty bowls, the izakaya where the beer is cold and the staff know your face by the second visit, and now this hoba miso, which I'm fairly certain I'll remember long after I've left. After lunch, I needed to do some banking, because the practicalities of staying in Japan don't pause for sentiment. I walked over to the Juroku Bank Takayama branch, which is near the station, and asked about opening an account. The woman at the counter was patient, explained that I'd need my residence card, a jiminhyo and a henko, a registered personal seal, but that the process was straightforward. The main complication, as I've learned, is that many banks want you to have been resident for 6 months before they'll let you open an account. Japan Post Bank is the exception, the one place that'll take you straight away with just your residence card and a phone number. I'm told that the regional Hida Bank is also newcomer-friendly, which makes sense for a town that wants to attract people to stay. I didn't open the account today, but I took the paperwork, and the soft clay of possibility feels real in my hands. The afternoon was given to the Higashiyama walking course, the temple trail that climbs the hillside above the old town. I've walked parts of it before, but today I did the full loop past the dozen or so temples that have stood here for centuries. The path is stone paved and shaded by large trees, and even in late August, the air was cool enough for a light jacket. At the top, by the ruins of Takayama Castle, I sat on a bench and looked out over the roof tiles of the town, the green of the Hida Mountains rising on all sides. There was a group of school children having a picnic nearby, their voices carrying in the wind, and I thought about how this town has a way of making you feel both ancient and young at the same time. The castle is gone, dismantled by the shogunate in 1695, but the view it once commanded is unchanged. Coming down from the hills, I stopped at the Hida Kokubunji Temple, the oldest in Takayama. The temple itself is from the 8th century, but it's the ginkgo tree in the courtyard that draws my eye, a 1,000-year-old giant whose leaves, I'm told, turn a brilliant gold in October. Today it was simply green, but the trunk was massive, with roots spreading like the lines of an old map. I lit a stick of incense and stood for a moment in front of the main hall, breathing in the sweet smoke and the smell of old wood. A small bell was ringing somewhere, a thin, clear note that hung in the air. I felt a sudden lightness, the kind that comes when you stop trying to carry all your questions and just let the place hold you for a while. As the sun began to lower, I made my way back toward the river, to the red Nakabashi Bridge that crosses the Miyagawa. The summer illumination is still running. Every evening from 7:30 to 9:30, the river and the bridge are lit up, and tonight the light drizzle earlier had cleared to leave a pink glow in the west. I stood on the bridge and watched the water slide beneath me, dark and quick, carrying the reflection of the lamps that line the bank. This has been my favorite spot in Takayama, the place I come to when I need to think. I've stood here in the morning with a coffee, in the afternoon with a book, and now in the evening with no particular purpose. The town has a way of making time feel like something you spend rather than something you lose. For my final dinner, I went to a place I hadn't tried yet, an okonomiyaki and teppan restaurant called Utsuk, tucked into a side street near the old town. The name, which means something like fool in the local dialect, made me smile, and the inside was lively with the sizzle of grills and the cheerful noise of cooks calling out orders. I ordered the okonomiyaki with Hida beef, which came to about 1,800 yen, and ate it slowly, the savory pancake hot and dense on my tongue. The cook, a man in his 60s with a paisley headband, seemed amused by my chopstick technique and offered me a spatula, which made the whole counter laugh. It was one of those meals that feels more like a conversation than a transaction, and I left with my belly warm and my heart slightly bruised by how much I'll miss this. On my way home, I stopped at the Sakuraima Hakamenga Shrine, where the Wind Chime Festival is still running until the end of the month. The shrine grounds are hung with thousands of glass chimes, each one with a small strip of paper bearing a wish. In the evening, they catch the last light and tremble in the breeze, a soft, percussive chorus that sounds like rain made of crystal. I stood under the canopy of chimes for a while, reading a few of the wishes: health for my mother, pass my exams, to meet her again. And I added one of my own, though I won't say what it was. It felt like a proper way to say goodbye to a town that has taught me something about the art of staying. Tomorrow, I catch a bus north, toward the Japan seacoast, where the summer will fade into early autumn. But tonight, I'm in Takayama, in my little flat in Hanmachi, with a bottle of local sake and a window that looks out over rooftops and mountains. I've been thinking about the cost of living here, a modest flat rent for about 30,000 yen to 40,000 yen a month, which is nothing compared to Tokyo, and a bowl of Takayama ramen will set you back less than 1,000 yen. The city lodging tax that came in last October adds a small amount to hotel stays, but for a place this beautiful, it feels like a fair trade. I don't know yet if this will be my base, but I know I'll be back. I'll leave the wind chimes ringing, and I'll carry the sound of them with me. If you're planning a trip here or thinking of staying a while, everything I've talked about, the shrines, the markets, the banks, the places to eat, is in the episode notes, along with where to sort out the practical things like yes IMs and bus passes. And if you make it to Takayama, do yourself a favor. Stand under the wind chimes at Sakuraima Hakamenbu in the evening and give it a moment. It's the kind of quiet that stays with you.